I chose this passage because it refines Binks's conception of the search and also illustrates his personality. Binks's ambivalence towards research reveals by negation much about his own perception of the search, which he often keeps hidden. Research and search are defined as opposite forces, and Binks clearly rejects research in favor of search. Research, above all, is empirical, too empirical to suit Binks's imaginative nature. Binks displays a mildly amused contempt for science. About the only technological advance he appreciates is film. Also, research asks the wrong question in Binks's opinion. It asks how, while the search asks why. Even the most impressive and undeniably humane and useful application of research, the cure for cancer, is held by Binks to be less important than the spiritual solace that the search offers. This is important to the moment, later in the passage, when Aunt Emily asks Binks what he wants out of life. She asks him, "Don't you feel obligated to use your brain and make a contribution?" He replies no, because to him, the spiritual search is more important than any concrete life achievement. One of the most important reasons Binks prefers search to research is based on his sense of wonder. Earlier in the novel, Binks describes his life in Gentilly as solitary and in wonder, wondering day and night, never a moment without wonder. That's page 42. The problem with research, and science in general, for Binks, is that science, by definition, demystifies life. It presents logical, rational solutions to mysterious questions. Binks is not interested in a rational answer to whichever question that the search poses. He's enamored with the search itself. The fact that Binks refers without fail to his situation as the search parallels more traditional religious sentiments. Though Binks's search is not for union with God, he follows the spiritual path common to mystical seekers in all religious traditions. Binks describes Harry, his classmate, in a brilliantly perceptive sentence that would not be out of place in a Sufi manuscript or Zen poem. He is no more aware of the mystery which surrounds him than a fish is aware of the water it swims in. Like a true mystic, it is the mystery of existence that fascinates and thrills Binks. Religious mysticism concerns itself with love, a perfect example being Persian Sufi poetry, where human romantic love becomes an allegory for the love between God and man. Binks's search may conclude similarly, as the ideal way he spends his summer, after rejecting research, is in quest of the spirit of summer and in the company of an attractive and confused girl from Bennington. It's interesting that in this sentence, which sums up all of Binks's summer happiness and his rejection of science, centers around the words quest and spirit, and ends in the company of a woman. Binks also prefers the search to research due to one of his defining personal characteristics, his amazing power of observation. It's clear why Anne Ellen would recommend a career in research. Throughout the novel, Binks is an expert at noticing minuscule details and drawing shrewd conclusions from these details. Up to this point, his gift of observation has been focused only outwards. It seems that in order to succeed on his search, Binks must turn his gift inward and observe himself. Research and science have little to say on the self. Again, only the external, the physical, is subject to observation. Science, then, has no use to Binks, who already is well practiced at observing the external. Finally, the tone of the passage clearly displays Binks's personality. Binks comes across as intelligent but very reserved. Though clearly going through profound emotions, his tone retains its cool, collected elegance. However, a sly sense of humor persistently appears, from the question of pig catheters to his self-deprecating quips about his own intelligence. It is fitting that his college graduating class described him as quiet, but with a sly sense of humor.